Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Two subway riders going about their business Sunday ended up in the hospital with bullet wounds after they were in the crossfire of a confrontation between the NYPD and a fare beater. Let's find out what happened live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, certainly a frightening situation here yesterday afternoon. And how did it all begin? Let's hear from Chief for Department Jeffrey Madry.
Two officers are standing there. They observe a male walk in. They observed the male stand by the gate for a few moments. It was a very short time. And then he walks in the gate without paying the fare.
Now, as the police then pursued the suspect, they say the man yelled, "I'm going to kill you if you don't stop following me." And at one point then, that suspect apparently displayed a knife. He's 37 years old. He jumped on the train that had just come in. And after two efforts to tase him didn't work, the officers then firing their weapons. Now, the results of the police officers' bullets, one of those cops actually got injured and remains at Brookdale this morning. Hopefully will get released later today. The suspect was critically wounded, and we're told he has 20 prior arrests. And there's also this, a 49-year-old man, Susan, who was an innocent bystander in an adjoining subway car. He was hit in the head and critically injured. A 26-year-old woman, another strap hanger, was grazed by a bullet. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Sutter Avenue in Brownsville.
We'll be hearing from the Suffolk County DA today. Ray Tierney is expected to release new information about one of the victims in the Gilgo Beach murders. This was a man of Asian descent whose remains were found off Ocean Parkway in 2011. Investigators have said they think he actually died 5 to 10 years prior when he was in his late teens or early 20s. While Rex Huerman has been charged in the murders of six of the victims, that list so far does not include this case. Christina Pereira of Teaneck is on a mission now to find her wedding gown. She thought it had been preserved in a box for like 30 years, but it turns out she has had some other woman's dress all this time. She had no idea until she got the gown out of storage when her daughter Samantha got engaged. She had had the dress prepared for storage back in 1995 by Eastside Dry Cleaners of Newark, which has since got out of business. Well, Samantha tells Inside Edition.
I felt angry for her, and then I felt sad because the whole point of saving the dress was potentially for maybe one day I could wear it or alter it in some way where I can use parts of her dress.
Meantime, she tried to track down her gown. Christina got in touch with a woman who opened her box and found there was only tissue in it and no dress at all. Can you imagine? Well, Samantha took to TikTok to spread the word about all of this and to try to find her mom's dress. That video has gotten nearly a million views. Three members of a Woodcliff Lake family all killed over the weekend in a crash on the Garden State Parkway. This happened just before midnight Saturday in Woodbridge Township. New Jersey State Police say 54-year-old David Dreierman was driving when the car ran off the road, struck a sign, a guardrail, and then a concrete bridge support. 54-year-old Michelle Dreierman and their 17-year-old daughter were all killed. The cause of this crash remains under investigation. 1010 Wind Sports, just like our local football fellas, the baseball boys went 1-1 Sunday.
Yeah, Susan, the Jets won in Tennessee 24-17 on a late fourth quarter touchdown. The Giants lost 21-18 on a walk-off field goal in Washington. Aaron Boone's Yankees won, made it 3-4 against Boston, taking the finale 5-2.
We've had our share, I feel like, of, you know, some gut punch losses, some tough losses. And these guys have done a great job of really bouncing back in a lot of cases and turning the page as well as you can.
And their first place lead back to 3 games over Baltimore. The Mets also a walk-off loss, 2-1 in Philly, where Francisco Lindor had a leave after a first inning single.
My back just got a little weak as I took a couple steps towards first base. And Yeah, you just didn't feel comfortable.
You'll have an MRI on that back today. Mets are still tied for the final wild card. Mark or nay, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.